Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, it was funny because my sister looked at this. She goes, when are you going to be done with this? As I'm like packing.
The show?
But no, just packing sweatshirts and t-shirts in her living room. I said, I don't know. Like, I love doing the show, but this is the worst part of this.
A doctor, like the rest of us.
Look, they have a great team.
It's a
they
great
do one. Have a fantastic team. I mean, I don't see a weakness. It's like when I'm staring at the Mike O'Mara Show. I just see offense, defense, and special teams. Just one unit. Always starting on time. Very, very.
LA is my lady.
LA is your lady.
LA is.
How many times have you visited Catherine?
Since she's been in LA?
Yes.
I have not.
See?
But that's not a business trip. This would be a business trip.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
It is no laughing matter when we talk about security of elected officials and judges. And, you know, the bottom line is if you are serving in one of those capacities, whether you be a lawyer, whether you be a judge, whether you be in any kind of a courtroom situation, court reporter, you are, you know, you're dealing with the very worst of society, and you never really know when something's going to happen. I wanted to start the show with the video that is just going wild online. Everybody is looking at this, and I couldn't stop looking at it, and I brought it in to look at it one more time. I don't even know the details. I just looked at it. I'm not sure where this courtroom is. If anybody knows, pop in. But this is a judge who is apparently handing down a heavier sentence that the defendant wanted. And you would think, as somebody, I've been in courtrooms where I've seen the presence that they have. They have a security presence,
yes.
Armed deputies or cops in many municipalities that are there to protect and to serve. In this particular case, the line of defense, just a few short feet between a defendant and a judge, and man, oh, man. If you haven't seen this, you're going to see it on our show right now. Take a peek at this courtroom drama that unfurled like a flag. Check it out right now.
But I figure that I'm in a better place in my life.
The defendant is speaking right now.
Right.
You know, I'm not out there committing crimes
and then the judge is having none of it.
In accordance with the laws of state of Nevada, as well.
No. Hey.
Now, that's edited. The full video, she makes a comment along the lines of, I think he needs to do essentially more time. I think he needs to see the error of his way. And they did it where she was not. She says something, and it's the moment where he's provoked because he realizes he's getting a heavier sentence, and that's when he launches himself across.
Yeah, we should describe it slightly for our audio listeners, is that he charges the bench where the judge is and jumps.
Mac, find the court TV video and run it right up until right before the attack happens. I'd like to see that one if possible. Can we do that?
Give me a moment.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Rob? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, for the people that are just listening, they should know that when that noise, that commotion happens, the defendant charges the bench where the judge is, jumps, and literally launches himself.
Absolute airborne.
Over the desk. And the desk is one of those, it's like a standard Hollywood set looking court where the desk is raised up above the courtroom, and he is up and over it.
If you don't see it, it takes them a while to get the guy under control.
Yes.
The judge is shaken but does not appear to be seriously injured, thank God. And she stays down on the ground for a long time where you can't see her, and they're tending to her. And then the idea, all right, so is this the court TV one where she makes a comment about the sentence?
Yes.
Okay, let's check this one out. Okay, and turn it up.
I appreciate that, but I think it's time that he gets a taste of something else because I just can't with that history. In accordance with the laws of the state of Nevada, this court.
Hey.
And there there he goes.
Then over the top.
It's about time he gets a taste of something else, and that's the moment right there where, and you see him trying to get this guy subdued, and it's just a, it was so much unbelievable video nowadays that you can digest on a daily basis.
Everything is captured now.
Hey, but before we go any further with the show, let's welcome back from with his Los Angeles tan.
Look yes, at sir.
Him. Yeah. Mr. Oscar Santana.
Yes.
Who you just look rested.
Thank you.
Ready to go, and look at you. Wow.
Let me put on some sunscreen here.
Look at
putting
on
makeup. Stop it. It's not sunscreen.
Yes. I make a prediction right now. 2024. Yeah. This is going to be great. And I'm calling my shot.
Nice. Babe Ruth.
By May. No. By July of 2024, we'll have opened a Podville, Los Angeles.
And that's
I
where
will
you
be
will,
living in Los Angeles. Yes.
Wow.
You have been out there for 14, 15 days. You have
it's time.
Gotten the bug.
It's time. People are happier. They're nicer. They're better looking.
Mike,
it's
the announcement has been made, and everyone who has involvement with Turo cheers because Oscar is going to live in Los Angeles.
I have a daughter who lives in L.A.
Yes.
I don't...
is she into podcasting? Can we hire her?
I don't... no. She is not available.
Does she do wacky voices?
But here's the thing about her. She would not necessarily... I haven't gotten the true attack on L.A., but she's kind of a New Yorker. Spent a lot of time in New York. And they are... At least she... Well, not now, because she's got a new gig and she's working out there. I'm not sure how she's going to feel as she continues to be successful in her career. But she's not an L.A. lover. You have always seemed to love the L.A. lifestyle. It essentially is the weather we get, not exactly, but the warm weather location without all the BS that we go through down here
in
Florida.
Well, for me, just even culturally, the ability to practice my Spanish at every turn is also appealing to me.
We have that here. So
yes.
we have that here as well.
How did you do as a bilingual guy out there?
I did great.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I mean, I don't, by the way, the idea of being fully fluent and being able to hold a conversation, those are two different worlds, right? No one's asking me to be a translator. Mm-hmm. They just want to understand that I know and I respect my culture, which I do. And then I'll give in further. I started looking at some Zillow rentals in Manhattan Beach because that's X amount of miles away from what would be a possible new location on the West Coast. And I can honestly say that we can't afford it. So I'll be living with my sister if we ever move to the West Coast because it's so expensive.
It's
will she be named a new partner in Podville West?
Oh, no. We like to keep things separate in our family like anything else.
I understand.
Welcome back. We're you know.
Wouldn't it be great one time when you're like from Los Angeles, D.C., Miami, and Leesburg?
I would be inclined to pop on out at least once a year to visit.
This man is lying.
He's
no,
not.
I
and
am
Oscar,
not.
Let
not
me tell
about
you
L.A.
Why.
Not about
you didn't come up last October.
No,
you're supposed to come
it's
up.
It's Los Angeles, and I've been with Mike long enough that we have made many trips together to the West Coast.
I am fond of Los
Angeles.
And
Los Angeles Mike is a different Mike.
I am fond of L.A. L.A.
That is funny.
Look,
one
I'll
of the first
it.
Things you would do, Mike, when you'd land is that I'm going to get a haircut.
Yes. L.A. is my lady.
L.A. is your lady.
L.A. is
how many times have you visited Catherine?
Since she's been in L.A.?
Yes.
I have not.
See?
But that's not a business trip. This would be a business trip.
That's it. No, Oscar, the reason I don't visit you up there in D.C. is because I feel, you know how I felt about that area.
You hate D.C. Yeah, you hate D.C.
It's just not my
You hate the
bag,
people here?
Man.
Yes. You hate everybody.
I don't
hate everybody.
Don't paint with that broad a brush. The people, there are a number of things I hate about the area, and the people of Manassas weren't necessarily kind
to
me.
I think the founding fathers of Manassas sullied your DMV situation.
You mean that's like the founding fathers in the 1860s or the
current founding fathers? My retirement plan was to have the little pub and that. And that now, in hindsight, I probably wouldn't have done that, because if I was a bar owner at this stage in my life right now, I would walk around going, and can we? Yeah, I've got it. I've got it right here. Hold on. Let me see if I can do it.
This is Mike as a bar owner in his current age.
Hey, how are you? Nice to see you. How's it going? I'm really sorry that I can't. Why didn't I quit smoking when I should have quit smoking?
That's what I should have done. I'm sorry. That's good. Anywho, it's I
and
say
then
anywho.
He attacked
That's my new
the
verbal.
Judge. That was a sad moment.
Then he jumped over. He goes, "I'm friends with the judge. I'll show you what's what."
Yeah, here, here.
So Oscar's back from Los Angeles, and
I'll be flying back in February
for Valentine's Day.
You're gonna fly out. You're gonna fly out on Tuesday and come back on a Tuesday again.
Second week.
What's that? What are you doing?
I have a follow up meeting in the second week of right before Valentine's Day, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Look. Hey, Charlie, Bernie, get used to Oscar. We've got to have a 5-minute meeting in Los Angeles. We're like, why don't you use Zoom? I think it's important that I be there.
That's
I think
right.
it's important.
I will be back in a week and a half, and then
I have to measure
studios.
We're gonna send the materials out there. The contract. I'll take them out. I'll take them out to Los Angeles. I will be.
This
out
is
there.
What's going to be crazy. God willing, I can continue doing this show, considering all the responsibilities. So think about this.
God willing, I can continue doing this.
Yeah.
Show.
Well, Mike, it's your choice. It's your purview. At the end of the day, it's your.
God
purview.
Willing, I can keep breathing.
The show, I was mapping it out with Shannon on the flight back. I said, if I do the show at 5 a.m., I could be done with the show by roughly 7 a.m.
That's
not
going
to happen. Post-show meeting.
You're not going to be able to. You wouldn't be able to. You're not a morning person. You're not an early morning person. Take the when you were out there, right?
Right.
I mean, it's a tough slog for would that be honest saying you're not a morning person?
Well, 5 a.m. from your own house is not a problem. You just literally walk downstairs into a room and do a show.
But 5 a.m. is tough. Even in Los Angeles, that's what we
used to do. Not this past year, but the year prior, I'd be up and rock and rolling for a week straight of shows.
Yeah, but Oscar, it does take
on a
toll.
Deck of all things.
But do you know that if you were to do a 5 a.m. show, that means to get 8 hours of sleep, you'd need to be asleep by 9 p.m.
Do you think I get 8 hours of sleep now, Rob? How the hell do you think we do what we do? I get 4 or 5 if I'm lucky.
Well, that you're killing yourself then.
I'm killing myself.
You are killing yourself.
So 8 a.m. for your 5 a.m. show for our 8 a.m. show. Then
all I've heard is all I've heard from you right now, and my inner paranoia is starting to rear its ugly head, because Oscar is kind of my cheerleader.
Yes.
Would that be accurate, Oscar?
That is very true.
I'm a person.
The show is still a show because I convinced Mike that it could still be a show.
So when you say if I can keep doing the show, I will. I stress to Oscar all the time. I wish for you to continue doing this, and I you make me nervous when you say you come back from Los Angeles and suddenly you're going to leave Podville in D.C. and you hope that you can continue doing the show.
Well, I'm not going to leave Podville. I'm just going to Podville will now be bi-coastal.
Right.
Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
How does Ryan Seacrest do his L.A. show in the morning, and then how is he on with Kelly and? Well, he's not on with Kelly.
He doesn't do it anymore.
How did he do that? How did Nick?
How did Nick Cannon
do a morning show and then be on TV at night?
Because they are out in L.A.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It's logistics.
Logistics.
I mean, that has to do with it to a certain degree.
Clearly,
it really
you get
does,
more
but,
day.
But also, you get that sweet spot where you're in that age group still.
Yeah. And I still have energy.
You have that sweet spot, and then suddenly it becomes untenable. But getting back to me, Okay. Getting back to this show, you know, you are my cheerleader. You do keep me going. And we were very excited. We made a small announcement about it. But over the holiday, we've added a wonderful new dynamo to the TMOS team. And you've probably seen it on social. And Oscar's been working with my wife to do some marketing work for us and also do some TMOS store work for us. And I have to tell you that you talk about that youthful energy. She's out of her mind.
Well, she cares.
Yeah. She is out of her mind.
She has a vision. She cares.
Enthusiasm.
It's wonderful.
And and she's very, very excited. So I'm here
to
tell you.
I love when I this, and this is behind. First of all, Carlo Mero, 10 out of 10.
Yes.
We all know that. America knows that. I hope America knows that. You should know that now. When I said to her,
thank you.
The most daunting logistics from the store from my days were carrying inventory. And she said, well, I'm going to carry inventory. And I said, you should absolutely carry inventory and the things we can afford to carry. You can't afford to carry 1,000 t-shirts in not just large, but extra large, or 2X, 3X, 4X, 5X.
It's a challenge
right?
For those of you. And we're giving you the inner cookie
here.
But that's
no business should ever carry all of that. It doesn't make sense. It's dead stock.
No,
we've done this
Amazon,
in the past.
You can't
correct. Right. So, and I said, do you remember, Carla, when you moved from Manassas in the attic, there were no less than, and I remember the number, 700 Mike O'Mara American t-shirts.
Yes.
Because we didn't sell enough of the 4Xs because we overestimated the fatties in our audience.
Right.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take you all day.
Carl and I were having a discussion about this last night. And it's really funny when you talk about it. We are a small business. That's
mm-hmm.
what we
yes.
are. And when we talk about having that store element, that's normally reserved for a larger operation than
correct.
We are. But we know you like stuff. We know you you come from the radio background and you listen to me on the radio, and now you want to have the kind of stuff radio stations do. The idea of the challenge for us on the store, and by the way, the hoodies, the t-shirts, out of stock right now.
Yeah,
and
right.
In order,
never coming back.
We did. Never say never. You never know when we'll have a specialty run.
Yeah,
but
that's
important to point out, and I wrote it down here. Specialty run being limited items. Everything we're going to sell on that store, and I'm talking about everything, is going to be limited items, and that's just the way we're going to roll. So I'm not doing that to create any urgency. I'm doing that because I'd like to have the store.
It's the truth.
And
it
I'd like
it
to do it. I'd really, really like to continue with creative things that we provide for people.
Yeah.
And one of the things you got online, and I wanted them myself more than anything, as Oscar will tell you, but a lot of you have asked for hats, and we're in the process of getting that together, and I'm looking forward to bringing Carly in. The first time she's going to come in here is when we have our new TMOS hat that we're going to be selling, but it's going to be, even with that, it's going
limited.
To be a limited edition, and mm-hmm. we're going to tailor this around different events, something said.
Yeah.
She said to me last night, well, what would you want more than? Well, I'm a DJ. It's shirts.
Yeah.
And she says, Mike, the world of shirts is 12 different sizes, men and women, for every shirt.
It's
and
the it's same just a- conversation we had. I love that she's telling you this. This
and,
is great.
Yeah, but she coined the phrase, Oscar, the world of shirts.
And she said,
and she said to me, she said to me,
look at you,
that the world of shirts. I said, well, what about when we used to do it where we had a company where it was made? I said, that is just what's the point other than making money for that company?
Yes.
That's how, because we do this to support our
small
business.
There has to be a profit margin.
Mm-hmm.
And it just.
It's got to be at least 10%.
You never say, exactly. And you never say never. But and there may be a deal worked out. We're going to keep working at it. The bottom line is Oscar has only so much bandwidth to deal with this. And thank God he had enough bandwidth to put this store together before the holiday. And for all of you that were, complaining and complaining and complaining, look, we do. We're the people you are looking at, and the people we mention on this show.
Yeah,
that's our team. We don't have 18 people like Joe Rogan does behind the scenes with all of his success, because we just don't. And that's the reality we live in. But I'm here to tell you,
or Team Coco.
And I am here to tell you, we are very willing to make modifications and to offer you stuff, and we're going
to
continue.
And to learn from you.
And Carla is...
We yearn for your input.
She's all in on this,
yes.
And she knows how to deliver product.
She does,
She will be getting stuff to you.
Let me give you some not even inside business, just some fun facts from the business conversation.
Fun facts. I like this.
One, when she said... I said, look, Carla, we don't carry inventory. We order when people buy, so we don't
have
to...
Well, she knew that, knowing
the cash.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't, Mike, when I talked to her about it.
She was asking questions.
She made it seem like she didn't. And she said, well, I'm not going to do that. I said, well, then you have to talk to your husband, because...
No. Let me clear up her point is.
I was in the conversation.
She carries inventory...
For her store.
For her store now.
I get that. That's what I said to her. I said, we reserve our cash flow for absolute need of the cash flow situation, which is, it's not a big deal. This is how an effing business is run. And then once we got on the same page, she was brilliant. She said, well, then let's stop selling all these SKUs for shirts and hoodies unless it's a special occasion. I said, yes.
Even a special occasion is a challenge, but we're going to make an effort
all day.
And
so
one
if you've got a shirt or a hoodie, you can resell it on eBay, because you're not going to see them again for some time.
The idea is to be creative.
Collectibles.
And unfortunately, you weren't here when we came up with a wonderful slogan
that is so
t-shirt worthy. And
it would also be button worthy, you have to admit.
Button worthy, or perhaps hat worthy.
Yes.
But the YDM t-shirts are not going to be happening right away. The YDM hats, perhaps.
What's YDM?
You don't matter. Is the slogan of the day yesterday, the Mike O'Mara Show.
We had a bit of a rave out about attention seekers, mostly teens, that dye their hair and pierce their face and tattoo
came out of
skin.
My son having his hair dyed to go back to school. And I went down a bit of a rant ramp.
Yeah,
that included the people. Best example would be sporting events where people paint themselves up to look like the mascot. And this goes from the Hoggets back in the day at RFK. And the bottom line, what matters is the guys that are on that field throwing the passes, catching the touchdowns. That's what matters. You don't matter. And
this is where we differ in opinion.
Yes.
And we've had this conversation at length without the Hoggets.
Yes.
Without the guy that dresses up like a pervert in for the Eagles, that's basically in like a one piece
showing his genitalia,
latex suit running
his
around.
Number.
That is he's green, and I don't know what his name is, but he runs around like an a-hole and a pervert. Without those guys, you don't have that fandom,
right?
Without the fans, there's no sport. Without the there is no fandom.
You're missing what my point was.
Okay.
I think the fans are crucial.
Yes.
And filling the stadiums is the big deal.
Yes.
I'm saying what has changed in society is that everybody wants to be, look at me. Look at me. Now look, every human being wants validation. I know that. There have been articulate discussions about how when celebrities blow you off for a picture or an autograph, you are literally taking away that moment for people to validate themselves.
Right.
All right. But it kind of falls into that category as well. But the people that want to get that TV time and wear the wigs and paint the faces, YDM. And I look in this camera and I say, YDM, you don't matter.
I think it, Mike, it spills
Rob
over.
Rob started laughing, and we said, that's a great slogan. It's right up there with Don't Get Happy. It another three-word slogan.
Yeah, like even people on reality shows that you know are putting on an act to be outrageous.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
It's the whole thing.
Look, it's not like it's anything new. What it is, though, it's on steroids in our modern society.
Of course.
And it's not confined to the United States. It's everywhere in there where it's like, me. Rob used the example of the you to man at golf tournaments. Shut up. You don't matter. Okay? Yeah. Your little 5 seconds of you to man. Shut up. YDM. You don't matter.
But aren't those people the tapestry of sports? They're part of it.
No. Those people are people that screw up most comedy shows unless you have a really great retort. The hecklers, you don't matter. Shut up. Let the person. I know you've had more drinks than you've had in a month, but don't go to the comedy show and go like that. Now, when you are included in the program, you do matter. So if a comic is going to be an Ian Bagg, one of my favorite comedians from the Great White North, and he involves the audience, that's great. You want to matter? Go to one of his shows. But if you're going to go to a show where a guy's got material and he's standing up on stage, YDM, you don't matter. There are countless examples that I could give
you
for
that. And Oscar, if you think that it is part of the tapestry of sport, know that sports were very popular 50 years ago before any of this was going on.
And the only one that mattered in the Colosseum when they were feeding people to the lions was the emperor.
Yeah, but this is where we differ, Rob. 50 years ago, sports weren't billion-dollar businesses. They just
weren't.
Well,
that's just the times. I mean, everything appreciates in value.
Yeah, but it's a cycle that feeds itself for the same reasons that we're lucky enough to have Carla pushing the TMOS store. It's these fans on TikTok and Instagram.
They matter.
Social, but they are pushing. That's the same. It's the same thing as being in the stadium.
Do not sully my YDM thing. That is so wrong. The fans of this show matter greatly to me. I'm talking about the people that paint themselves up and go to the football games. And if you were sitting next to that person on the 50-yard line in a game that you waited 3 years to attend and you smelled his BO and makeup just like Donald Trump has, you would be out of your mind and say, F this guy, he doesn't matter. No, fans are different. And collectively, fans matter. I don't want to get into the weeds because... It's really, Oscar will find a way to get me into an indefensible position here, and I do not want to go down that road.
Before we put a button on this, just remember the smell of the guy in the orange barrel for the Denver Broncos.
Mm. Yeah, can you imagine that?
No, we had him on.
Oh, that's right. Was that Hagee?
Oh, I don't remember his name. No, it was just Barrel Man.
Yeah,
but he was a big deal when the Broncos were good because he went to the games in a barrel.
No, Hagee was the Orioles.
And once we talked to him, we realized that he didn't matter.
That's what Higgy was. Getting back to our store. So we're very, very happy to have her involved in this. And she has the aforementioned energy. And, I'm excited. And I'm excited to for 2024 and good things hopefully coming our way. And, new stuff. We're right.
Oh,
Oscar,
my God.
We're going to have new stuff to talk about.
We have a new bonus show platform coming out soon.
Yeah. Very, very
cool. Almost there.
Can't wait.
And for all of you that have been kind enough to make sure your subscriptions are up to date or resubscribe and the conversations that we had online via email or a phone call thank you to my wife Shannon for being so sweet and helping out through the holiday with that.
You guys did a lot of customer service, and it was really
it was funny because my sister looked at this, she goes, when are you going to be done with this, as I'm like packing
the show
just packing sweatshirts and t-shirts in her living room. I said, I don't know. Like, I love doing the show, but this is the worst part of this.
A doctor, like the rest of us.
here's what this is born out of, all right? I appreciate everything being done, but I have had a woman on my right side that
said to me... Yeah, you need to do more. You personally need to do more. You definitely do.
Not you. The O'Mara home.
Wife. The O'Mara home has the infrastructure to do this because she's done such a great job with Dermglow that she know. Like, this is what was great. When I pulled up the back end of our store, it was so wonderful to be like, I recognize this. I said, this is exactly what you're using. Mm-hmm. This is you know the software. In past, when I pulled up back ends to stores, people have looked at me like a zombie and said, "What is this?"
Yeah.
I said, "This is the internet."
And she's been this is not something wanting to do this.
Correct.
And
this is the internet. You know it. Please use it. This time she knows you are in good hands, America.
Yep.
She will take care of you.
And you, the support that you've given this show and really.
This is my swan song.
It is so appreciated what the work that you did for the.
God bless you.
For the store. And
some people didn't get their stickers right, and that was because the elves were tired. So I'm so sorry.
The elves did work a couple late nights.
You know what was great is when people would write me personally, like, "Hey, I ordered 2 Don't Get Happy stickers, but I got 2 Mike O'Mara Show stickers. I'm happy about that, but what happened to the Don't Get Happy stickers?"
I got to say this. This is funny. So I actually went to the store at the beginning, and I ordered stuff.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
And I think it was a small and XL for me.
No. You had a medium.
Well, no. What came was different than what I ordered, and then
agreed.
You knew it.
Yeah, because I gave away your medium to a listener.
That's it. You knew.
Yes.
Yeah, Carla wanted a medium, and you knew about what was going on. We are, I emphasize this, a small
I was going to say, that is as mom and poppy as mom and poppy.
Yeah. It is. Carla held it up and goes, "See," full disclosure, Carla holds it up. "See what I mean? This is why I have to take this over."
Yeah.
As soon as she made contact with Oscar, he said, I know. I sent the other one to a listener. And it's like, he was on it. He knew what was going on, which is fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I said, we're looking forward to exciting
stuff. Who could I steal a medium from that it'll be okay? And I looked at the full list and I said, "Well, Mike wanted a medium, but I can give him one later on after the new year. So I'm going to send this lady a medium now so she'll be happy during the holidays. Mike may be upset for about 15 minutes, but I'll explain why and he'll understand." And that's what happened. That was it.
Exactly.
I got my hoodie. I was fine. Yeah. I got my hoodie and it looks great. So we'll have details maybe not next week, but certainly the week after.
What's the banner that you see fledgling liquor stores or fledgling like
the flag out in
stores that says under new management?
Yes,
that's
and then sale.
Yeah.
Like, I've worked with a lot of car dealers. You know, I did infomercials and everything, and I like to talk to business managers. And there was a guy that took over a notable family of dealerships in Manassas, and in his first day he says, "Where's the sale sign?" And all the salesmen said, "We're not having a sale." He said, "Listen, pal, every day's a sale. Put out a sale sign."
Although if we're getting into the real details of of post-Christmas
this is fun.
Swag,
yeah,
yes.
I gotta say, all right, to the I play PXG golf clubs. And I've had them for a couple of years now, and I
don't know what
that's a brand name. It's a sub-brand. It's not one of the biggies like TaylorMade or Titleist. Mm-hmm. Or
is it like a Kirkland?
No, it is not like a Kirkland, but it is a very it's a startup.
Okay,
they've moved in from clubs to apparel line, and I'm like, well, I play those clubs. I wouldn't mind checking out what their apparel is. And you know, it's the old adage of if you say we have 40% off, well, if you're charging 140% of what you should be, that 40% gets you right back to 100%. So I just wanted to say, hey, PXG, if I'm going to wear your crap, you got to take another 40% to 50% off it if I'm going to put my ass in your clothes.
Yeah, and another great thing they do, and this is a grocery store thing. It's how much is this? 3 for $1.40. Well, how much are they, you know, each? If you buy one, it's 1/3 of $1.40. You're not saving anything.
Right. You're not.
But they put it in your
mind.
And
I don't like the specials where they say buy one, get one half off. No.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. If you want my business, discount that one you have. Don't play your little retail game with me, Mr. Man. You know? And I made a mistake.
We did used to have. What was your mistake?
Mistake was I thought, I am such a bargain hunter now that we did a last minute trip to Happy Valley to go out. And you saw the picture on New Year's. And I thought, you know, they have 40% on New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, rather, all over the store. And I thought I got 2 items at 40%, and one was full price, and I was pissed.
Yeah, well, there's probably fine print that said, you know, 40% off your first item.
It's all computerized.
Yeah.
You know? And we got the German guy in the men's department that's always a pain.
While we're on clothes.
Yes.
What size are you now? You didn't know before.
I have now gone, I am on the cusp of my 36? Waist size. No, my waist size is a 40. And okay. I am on the cusp of a couple of the 40s I have are fit well. A couple of them are a little bigger than I want them to be. And one is a little snugger than I want it to be. So I'm, I will start crying like a small child when I go into the land of the 30s. I'm wearing jeans right now that I used to put the sausage in like that. Yeah. But they're the stretch material, so I still have them on. But I'm slow but steady wins the race, and I'm still thrilled that it's going on. So I like the fact that I've lost a little weight.
I also sent you a text from. I won't mention the name until, because I probably should ask the person. I'm learning more about asking people if I can talk about things on air.
This is new Oscar this is, for
this
2024.
This is 14 years later. Yeah. I sent you a text about a connection to a major retailer that was offering a fantastic consideration.
Yeah.
Was it Spencer Gifts?
The listener was so sweet. She said, I'd ask for you to share this with Rob, but we all know Rob would never wear this type of attire. But you saw it, and I figured you hadn't seen. I saw that you read it, but you just didn't respond back. I gave you some options with links that said these are the pants that I would get if I was playing golf.
Well, I live in that world, so he's talking about athletic pants and stuff that you wear out on the golf course.
Well, I'll Google it later because obviously I would never wear them.
Yeah. It's not my flavor, and the sizes were a lot of them were taken up. So where it was. Right. Let me see. They got my size. So but it was not. The price point was good, but I go cheaper when I'm getting my stuff because I actually really find.
How do you go cheaper than 50% off?
Well, where was the 50% off? I saw it here. It said, "All right." Are you talking about the tapered pants?
Yes. Yeah.
This is the greatest show in the world.
You didn't see the text that was the initial text?
No.
From corporate?
No, hold on.
That's the whole point.
Oh, right? I didn't read that little thing that said, read it out loud.
Hey, Oscar, I'm way behind
and just heard you talking about... Oops. Is that okay?
Fine. We can bleep it out. It's fine.
I work for the company, and now I know I shouldn't have said that. I'm such a... I want to use the F word so bad right now. I'm such an effing rube. Because now I'll be excited. I love to hear you say, please let me know if you don't need anything, and I can... yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's cool.
I was like, how do you go better... too expensive. How do you go... How do you beat 50% off?
Well, to be
Goodwill,
to be honest,
where he gets a lot of his stuff. Yeah.
This is really detailed for me. I don't want to appear ungrateful. I really don't. But that price
here
point
we go, America.
With the 50% off is still. I mean, I can get another better deal. But I appreciate you sending me. I didn't read that was. I looked at it at the full price. And I said, that's very thoughtful. And I just filed it away because I didn't look at the fine print, which I never do when I'm putting together a stereo cabinet or anything else.
No good deed goes unpunished,
we
Oscar.
Break. This is a weird opening.
Mark that, Mac.
Boy, you can tell. The weirdness is flowing, ladies and gentlemen. You can tell the three principals are back in the driver's seat where they belong. This is a weird, weird-ass show.
America, if you're not offering more than 50% off from your corporate gig, Mike doesn't want it.
If he reads it at all.
I'll take it all day.
Shut up. Shut up. We will be right back, everybody. Hey, I want to talk to you. I'm enjoying my Tropical Punch Liquid IV.
Yes.
And this is not the sugar-free, but I love the sugar-free as well. You can rehydrate yourself with Liquid IV. It hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, people. All in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners. It's delicious. You can feel like a hydrated new you, ready to take on 2024. Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Down here, I mentioned it, when we're in Southwest Florida, during the summertime, I played golf outside in heat indexes of well over 100 degrees on multiple occasions. And I'm not sure that that would have been really doable all the time unless I had Liquid IV. And I am not blowing smoke. That's the way I feel about Liquid IV. It was that good for me. And I have little tells. When you're out there in the heat, you got to be aware of what your body's telling you. My tell when I was drinking regular water would always be kind of a low-grade headache where I'd be out there and it would be kind of like, wow, this is too hot. Let me tell you about this stuff, all right? This stuff right here that you see, Liquid IV, this was my saving grace. I loaded up on this, and I felt good no matter what the conditions were out there. And you will, too. It is a hydration multiplier, has 8 vitamins and nutrients, everyday wellness. It's so good, and it tastes great. Just yes. Add to your water bottle, shake it up, and go. Try the white peach, green grape, or my favorite, lemon lime. I love them all. You will, too. Make it a Liquid IV 2024 and be the best that you can be. Rehydrate yourself for the new year. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS. That's a good deal at checkout. 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. There it is.
Hey, look, the Kraken is getting 50% off.
There it is. Yes. Shut up. Where's my thing? There we go. God, I just hit the button. I hope that's not the way. I have computer issues out the wazoo today, so yeah. Bear with me. Welcome to the homepage, everybody. No word yet from the roundtable. It's not the homepage.
No.
It's the roundtable. It's a new year.
Stay tuned for the audio vault.
Yeah, we had 2 weeks off. No word yet from Aaron Rodgers, but Pat McAfee has apologized for what Rodgers said about Jimmy Kimmel on the Pat McAfee show the other day about the Jeffrey Epstein list of people that were hobnobbing. And by the way, that list, I'm sorry. Thanks for telling us something we already knew. We already knew Trump and Clinton were involved in this.
Underwhelming list.
Underwhelming. I was thinking Hollywood luminaries, more
David
politicians.
David Copperfield
does not count.
He made the Great Wall of China disappear.
Here's a long story short. Rogers, why I don't know, suggested that Kimmel would be outed as an associate of former financier Jeffrey Epstein. This is a scumbaggy thing to do Aaron Rodgers, because obviously it had no bearing in reality whatsoever. Kimmel then threatened Rodgers with legal action on his show yesterday. Pat McAfee said, quote, "We obviously don't like to be associated with anything negative ever, so we apologize for being a part of it." You know what? He did not need to do that, in my opinion. Pat McAfee did not need to do that, and I think it's kind of cool that he did, and I think it's a smart move, too, to disassociate from some of these guys that, you know, in any show form that comes in and does something dickish and, you know, and unnecessary. Pat said, "We obviously don't like to be associated with it. I can't wait to hear what Aaron has to say about it. Hopefully those two will just be able to settle this, you know, not work-wise, but be able to chit-chat and move along." Pat also said he thinks Aaron was just trying to crap-talk Jimmy. It's another word for it. But he added, quote, "He's going to have to clarify that for us." Yeah, he is. That's correct.
Yeah.
You know what? Mad respect for that guy.
Accountability.
And I've given him a hard time about the whole tank top issue, but he's got a good show, and that's just a savvy broadcaster who is new to the game, and it's not his main gig. He kind of morphed into broadcasting, and he's savvy, or he's being told what to do correctly by the people around him. I think it's really a good move, because I'd like to hear what Aaron Rodgers.
You're not alone with the disdain at first for his presentation.
Yeah, it was too much. It was over the top.
Yeah, and but if you just take a beat, and I think this goes for, you know, frankly, anything or anybody that's trying to disrupt broadcasting. If you take a beat and just think about his presentation as a separate but equal value to the level of success he was able to bring. He took a YouTube show that he created. He brought it to ESPN that was so successful, was able to strike a $100 million deal. Which is uncalled, you know, it's just unprecedented.
Right.
And then he reinvests those dollars into his own show by giving away $30,000, $60,000, $100,000, prizes essentially, or giveaways in the middle of his broadcasts on game day. And then you take that same premise and you say, okay, what does that mean for that show? He's essentially reinvesting into his own business. It means that the $100,000 that Dr. Pepper's giving away at a halftime show of a bowl game means nothing anymore.
Yeah. You're right.
Absolutely.
He's setting the bar.
Yeah. And it reminds me of the day back in the heyday of radio when individual radio stations would spend bank. And you know why they did it? Because they had to, because other radio stations were doing it across the street.
Correct.
And he played the game like that, and it works. People like stuff. Yeah.
I was talking to Robert's girlfriend when she was visiting over the holidays, and I said, do you know that there used to be five or six top 40 radio stations competing for the same listeners in Washington, D.C.? And she didn't believe me.
Yeah.
She said, well, you just need one. I said, no, you needed the competition is what made it so great.
Then did she say, all you need is Spotify?
That's right.
Yeah. You know what? And Pat McAfee got back to the old rules of radio, which worked for him. And I think that's pretty cool with that. Moving on to a guy that's not Pat McAfee, not by a long shot. We talked about this yesterday. Ian Ziering.
Jerk.
So we had the discussion of Ian fighting with a bunch of mini bikers that were riding around, and he got out of his car and he was talking about how he felt threatened and blah, blah, blah. Now, look, I base my opinion of this dude on an interview I did with him 1 million years ago.
It just turned 1 million, Mike.
But I remember that 1 million year ago interview because he was such a dick. It's the truth. He has lingered. I don't know. I couldn't pick any shows he's done. Well, did he do the Sharknado thing?
He was a Sharknado guy. But when you guys got him, it's when 90210 was fledgling. It was newish.
Yeah.
And he was not on anybody's mind.
Not pleasant. Yeah. When we said Ian Ziering, and I was like, Ian, with a real attitude. And nobody knew him at that point. So
great.
He was one of the first ones to get physical in his brawl. It's a new video that shows that, so
he may have been the instigator after all this.
Maybe a little Tom Hanks action, because no Sharknado movies are coming out, and I want people to talk about me.
In the video, you can see the bikers drive around Ian's car. I hate calling him Ian. I hate that.
Yeah. I hate that you're calling them bikers, because they're barely bikers.
No, I said mini bikers.
No, but in the past, but it's, yeah, you know.
That's when Ian gets out and lunges at one of them. TMZ spoke to two of the riders. They say the attack was completely unprovoked. I'm not sure I agree with that one, too. I saw the video. I mean, those guys, when they're out on the road, it's pandemonium. It's kind of crazy when you got 30 people that are, you know, zipping around on those things. According to them, they were splitting lanes, which is totally legal in California.
What does
splitting
that mean?
Splitting lanes is a guy was doing it. Don't know if it's legal in Florida or not. Might be. Where you go down the center line between two lanes of cars.
That has nothing to do with Superman?
You say F the traffic when you do that. And I'd love to get through this story if it's possible. And maybe Ian got angry because he thought they were getting too close to him. They suggested also that he might have been having a bad day and decided to take it out on them. This is the last you will hear of this because I don't care about Ian's earring. And it's over.
I can't believe it made even this list.
He's
such a has-been.
The video was funny. And not funny, but it was controversial.
There's there's a new law here in D.C., Mike, that for these mini bikes and dirt bikes and all-terrain vehicles, because you see them riding through northwest or northeast at any given point. You actually hear them in the building when there's like 16 of them just rolling through.
Mm-hmm.
What I love is not just the fact that these ATVs and mini bikes will just go on the street. They'll be on the effing sidewalk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's when you're like, can we just have the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Do whatever else you want.
And it's the mob mentality. It's mob mentality because it's usually a gang of people. And when they get into a mob, that's a problem.
Are they a gang or just friends?
Oscar, trivia question for you. Challenge. We all know he played Steve on 90210.
Mm-hmm.
What was his last name?
Oh, my. Oh, I have no idea.
Steve
I couldn't even
Sanders,
tell you
of course.
Sanders.
Yes, there he is in his leather jacket.
Look at the dreamboat.
He was.
Noted.
Married a Playboy playmate.
Noted ween. Ian
Ziering. That's going to be on his obit.
Let me hit this again. A couple in Pittsburgh named Clayton and Carrie Law had a new fence put in last month, and the workers wanted to be paid in cash. So Clayton went to the bank and took out $4,000. And in less than 30 minutes, their dog ate it.
What?
He's a 7-year-old. The reason I had this in here, Oscar, he's a 7-year-old golden doodle.
Oh,
good boy.
I have a 7-year-old golden doodle.
Here the dog's name is Cecil. Usually doesn't chew stuff up, but the big stack of 50s and 100s was too enticing. The good news is they managed to get most of it back. The bad news is, well, they told the story of how they got it back.
Oh.
They had to sift through Cecil's poo. Bank told him this isn't uncommon. They replace any of the bills as long as there is a serial number that's still visible. So Clayton and Carrie got to work. Cecil puked some of the cash back up, but to get
good
the
boy.
Rest, they had to wait for him to relieve himself outside, collect the half-digested bills, wash them, and look for serial numbers. Each bill was like putting together a tiny little puzzle. Carrie described the smell as so bad, but after lots of hard work, they ended up with $35.50.
Not bad. Not bad.
450 beans. Just went into Cecil's like bloodstream.
Was it the movie, the David Spade movie, Lost and Found, where Artie Lang had to go through a bunch of dog poop to find a diamond ring?
My God! Well, you're talking to a majority there of all the people that saw that movie.
That was a deep cut.
That
good movie.
Get
though.
Any deeper than that particular?
You know, guys, just briefly, I didn't realize that, and this is how I don't even know how I blocked this out, that Artie Lang was actually in Elf. He played Santa.
Yeah. He was.
Oh, he was an elf, right?
No, yeah.
No, he was Santa at the. He was the mall Santa.
Oh, the mall Santa.
Yeah, when he says you're not Santa Claus,
I didn't even put that together. Oh. As I'm watching it with my niece and nephew over the holidays, I'm like, "That's Artie Lang."
Did Artie's nose ever come back, or was it still pretty messed up? The last,
I think he had some plastic. I think he had something done because it was imploded at one point. Yeah. I remember.
But like long COVID, he can't smell anything.
Yeah, addiction.
If you had an original Nintendo in the 90s, did you guys have a Nintendo?
No, I was not in the Nintendo era.
Mike, I have it. I have it in my office right now.
If you had one in the 90s, you probably spent countless hours on this game, Tetris. I remember there was a period of my life in my 20s where I loved Tetris. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
When you were having a lot of digestive issues, we got you a Game Boy.
Yeah.
In the hospital. And,
I played it in the hospital.
Mac, will you go and grab the Nintendo off the shelf? Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
A 13-year-old gamer in Oklahoma, his name is Willis Gibson, has just schooled us all. This Gen Zer became the first person ever to beat Tetris.
Wow.
He goes by the name Blue Scooty online. If it's been a while, each level of Tetris gets faster and faster. For those of you that have forgotten. And usually it just keeps going until you lose, but there's a glitch where it can eventually get so fast the console can't keep up and it crashes. Until now, only AI had been able to do it. Willis made it to level 157.
Goodness.
Before it finally froze up. The video's available on YouTube. When it crashes, he freaks out and starts hyperventilating. The entire run took 38 minutes, and he set several new world records, including highest score at just over 6,850,000 points. There's the Nintendo right there. Carlos got one, too.
How many times do you have to blow on it?
It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, that's stunning for that game. Tetris on Nintendo came out 34 years ago in 89, more than two decades before Willis was born. He says his next goal is to do it again, but try to be more efficient. So he's got a lot of time on his hands. That's,
he did it in no time at all. What was that movie on Netflix about Tetris?
It was starred Artie Lang as Santa Claus.
That's right, going through dog poop.
Finally, a TikToker evicted her Amazon Home device equipped with Alexa. And I hate doing this because I know I'm going to, when people are listening to this, I'm going to trigger it. Just a warning to you all. I don't know what you can cover it with a towel or something. I'm going to say the A word a lot.
Cover it with a towel.
Sorry. It's a story about that device you have in your kitchens and your bedrooms. apparently, Exa, I'll take out the L to be very kind to people, started talking to her husband in the middle of the night.
Caribbean. Oh, no.
This past weekend, she says, I was out of town, and Exa kept going off. It kept talking to my husband. But things didn't end there for this lady named Jess, who was already icked out. Not long after she got home, her device started striking up some one-to-one conversations with the husband. Exa was discovered speaking after not being talked to at all. This is according to the lady.
Wow.
Now, the device is officially evicted from our place, Jess said. In the comments of her video describing this, some said they could relate to the odd behavior, and they've had this similar thing happen. On Reddit, a user posted about their Alexa being creepy as hell 2 months ago. Look, we all think they spy on us, which
of
they
do. Of course.
This is the quote from the Reddit user. I've heard of Alexa doing random things. Well, tonight when I went to my room, I asked it to turn my lights on as I always do, and Alexa did. And only after 5 seconds, they turned back off again.
Pay your bill.
I have a feeling that most people know that these devices listen to you, but they don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's because, probably.
And yesterday, my Samsung TV off. There's a little blip. I guess an offer that comes up on the bottom. If you have a Samsung TV, you'll see this little hub that comes up.
Yeah.
And it says, "Get paid to watch TV." Rob, you might want to look into this.
All right.
And up to $70 a month, and you have to apply for the program. And you just have to watch their digital channels that give you for free. That's it. Rob's like, I'm all
you're
in.
You're asking him to do something. He went into that. He put it around. Even on that, he just went, I'm not interested in this whatsoever.
I believe you might be reading me wrong, Mike. Okay. I watch TV.
This is good for you.
Thank you.
About an hour later, this lady's mom comes into the room and says, Alexa just sang goodbye to her for no reason.
Oh,
weird. And it does it again a few minutes later. Anyway, a few years back, the device went viral for having a creepy laugh that sometimes activated on its own. And we've all had them where they go and they start talking to you. So that's it. That's the round table for today. And we hope you enjoyed it, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, Mike, you did a great thing with that story. At least you didn't say, hey, Alexa, turn on all the lights.
Oh, God. There you go.
Rob.
Send the letters to Rob. Send the emails to Rob about that. All right. All right. Hey, Alexa, play heavy metal. I had to wrap you on that. We'll be
better.
The new year is here, and the TMOS store is under new management. Really? We're saying that?
Yes.
And I love her. She's real pretty. Rob wrote this. I didn't read the copy.
Mike, take it from the top, please.
No, thank you. I don't think I'll do that.
I wanted to.
All right. If you haven't ordered anything yet, good news. You didn't miss out. You can still get in on the good stuff. Classic keychains, and yes, we still have the stickiest stickers in town. But wait, there's more. New merch options will be arriving soon. You're going to love it, so don't miss out. Keep visiting TMOSstore.com and share the TMOS gospel. Grab your TMOS gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember, it's all happening at TMOSstore.com. We didn't get to Oscar's arrival in
That's
D.C.
Right.
Last night. Is that? Don't play that. I don't want that.
Oh, we're changing topics. It's
did you land this morning or last night?
Yesterday evening.
Yesterday evening. You said there was something that happened. What?
How do I put this? We pay for the extra leg room for our flights now, right?
I do too, if I can.
And I look, I was a Southwest guy forever. then we got a dog, and it became an issue. So because we wanted to travel with our dog, so I had to go to a real airline. With respect to Southwest, I had to move to an American or Delta, and which is, if I may be honest, twice the price as any other airline I have ever flown in my life.
What did you move? What airline again?
American or Delta.
Delta, okay. All right. Okay.
So, I used to be able to get out to the West Coast for less than $500 on a regular basis.
Round trip?
Middle seat, Southwest, no problem. Mm-hmm. Boom, bam.
An direct. Absolute pleasure to travel.
Now it's $1,100 just to get there. It's a pain in the butt, but we love our dog and you move on and that's it. This time, coming back, the dog could walk, which was great because he's coming back from ACL surgery.
Oh, you had to carry him on the outgoing trip.
On the outgoing trip, it was a mess.
Right.
I had to carry him through two airports. I was sweating. I had a back harness on. It was like a baby Bjorn, but for
or
a dog.
After he ate the $5,000 cash.
No. He didn't eat it. Remember, we had insurance, Mike.
Oh.
We were prepared.
Absolutely. Yes. That's right.
Yes. The copay was $136, and I said, God bless big insurance.
I will repair the dog's knee. Yeah. But you're going to have to pay me under the table in cash.
So he walked through, which was just fine to get back. But on the way back, I'm being inundated from our wonderful friend Dan O'Brien with texts about a leak underneath the sink at Podville Media in D.C. We're on the fourth floor of a pretty big building here in downtown D.C. And I love Dan, but Dan just likes stating problems and not solutions.
Right.
And he said, there's a leak underneath the sink. And I'm texting, so I can't call him. I paid the $30 for the flight Wi-Fi. So I'm texting. I said, please notify the building. He writes back and says, the building says you should call this XY plumber because they have a certificate of insurance in the building. I said, call them. He calls them. He goes, I've called and left a message. And I said, well, Dan, leaving a message does nothing for the leak for the water that is underneath. He goes, I said, is it still leaking? He said, yes. And I said, well, we need an emergency number. And I think anybody that's ever lived life knows that a plumber has an emergency number just in case they need that.
And they love when you call the emergency number because ka-ching. Yeah.
Yes, but you have to pay. It's a commercial building. We have insurance. It just is what it is.
Sure.
So I'm not very patient in general when it comes to certain things like this, but I'm not patient when I'm in the middle of the air trying to solve a problem, which I don't really feel like I should be even dealing with because we have so many people that work here, but I'm dealing with. I said, please call the emergency number. He goes, I didn't see one posted. I said, please look again. He says, I found one. And he calls the emergency number and the guy happens to be 5 minutes away at another building, which is great.
That's
so
awesome.
He goes, he's 5 minutes away. I said, did you ask him to come over? He said, no. I said, please ask the man to come over.
Wait, hold that thought. We will continue. We have to take a break.
Well,
we have
Nikki next.
Oh, well, let me see. This is
Thursday. Don't push Nikki. It doesn't matter. Let me just briefly give you the answer.
I'm sorry. It's clock management.
It's fine. My fault. The long and short of it is this. The guy shows up. He tells us the problem. I know it's going to cost money. And then he says, I said, great. I said, he came. He goes, he came and he said, he'll be here on Friday to fix the problem. I said, awesome. I said, Dan, what did he say about mitigating additional damage to the property?
Well, it's an emergency number.
He didn't mention anything about mitigating additional damage. That's the text he wrote back to me. I said, Dan, the whole point of him coming out is to stop the additional damage.
Yes.
Like shut off a valve or something.
Or find him or do anything. Do anything to find him and ask him. He goes, I'll find him. I think he's still in the elevator. So he finds the guy, asks the guy, and he writes because I found him. And then I get nothing back for 30 minutes. I said, what did he say about mitigating additional damage? He goes, the additional damage has been mitigated. He turned off the valve. That's all I needed to know.
Right.
2 hours of conversation got me to that answer. And that's what you get when you don't get upset.
Okay.
Nothing. You get nothing.
I understand. I understand your frustration.
Happy 2024.
I should point out, Podville employee. Let's take a break. Gotta say.
Yes, it's not our team.
There you go.
Not our team. God bless
you. Very good. We will be talking to Nikki Diamond, and I really didn't even get to my whole Giants thing today.
What's the get?
The get is
they lost.
They have
again.
No. This is the upcoming game that we have to root for them to lose. We'll talk to Nikki about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. What's your New Year's resolution? You probably want to tackle that ancient box of treasured videotapes. You know, much like spring, this is a time of year where you kind of reset and reorganize and get ready to put things where they need to go. How about the treasured videotapes and photos you've been meaning to preserve, but you weren't sure where to start? Legacy Box makes it easy. Simply send in your Legacy Box filled with camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures. Then you get back digital copies that can be easily enjoyed, shared, and organized. It's like magic. And by going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. We've all used Legacy Box. We all love it. It's like a time machine that takes you back, and it lasts forever. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer, and it's all done right here in the good old USA. Kick off the new year by rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50%. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Just go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Again, that's legacybox.com/TMOS. All right, Oscar, while we're waiting to get Nikki in here, I have to share this with you. So it's all about draft order. The Giants are out of it. They have been out of it.
Yeah, of course. Forever.
My fear, if they kick the ass of the Philadelphia Eagles, I will be so pissed, because this really, it comes right down. This will literally impact where they pick in the draft. And I'm telling you that I know the stories they tell about professionalism and this and that, but I think it is just, I have this dread that, you know, if they lose, at least we can say, "Hey, we're going to have a good draft pick." That's the way it's going to be. It's going to be awesome, and you know, we'll see what happens. Rob, what's going on with Nikki?
Nikki has been notified, and there he is.
Here.
There he is, Nikki. I want to ask you about this because I'm curious.
Yes.
You know, the situation that we are in right now, and I lost Nikki for a minute, but that's on mine. The Giants would behoove themselves, Mr. Diamond, by, I don't like the word tank, but let's just say a loss will stand them in a better stead going forward.
Yeah.
Am I right?
You're very right. I mean, a few years ago, Doug Peterson with the Eagles against the football team at the time benched Hurts, pulled the players.
Yep.
And Washington won that game, and the Eagles promptly fired Doug Peterson. So it didn't work out for him. But
I remember being a Washington fan, being a Giants fan, and being pissed off about that. It's kind of weird. It affects other teams sometimes.
The Giants, look, let's be honest. The Ravens rule, the Giants drool.
Hey,
let's talk about winners.
Hey, okay, bandwagoner.
He comes back with some cool sayings.
Bandwagon fan.
I've loved the Ravens forever. What are you talking about?
Bandwagon.
It was the slang, I think. I think it was the high school slang that got him.
Hey, they have a great team. They have a great team.
It's a great
team. They do have a fantastic team. I mean, I don't see a weakness. It's like when I'm staring at the Mike O'Mara show. I just see offense, defense, and special teams. Just one unit. Always starting on time. Very, very comfortable.
Never. Sorry, Nick. Sorry about that, buddy. Sorry. Yeah, we try, but we don't always hit the mark.
It's okay. New year, same policy. All right. There's a T-shirt.
New year, same policy.
Yes. Oscar, if I may, I understand you're in Hollywood. I can only assume that you're shopping the TMOS movie. I hope it gets off the ground, and I don't know if it's been cashed yet, but I feel like Mario Lopez would be very suiting for you, Oscar.
Thank you, yes. He's ageless.
Spiewak, I believe David Koechner. I believe it's perfect.
Yes, I'll take it.
Yes, and for you, Mike, I'm thinking possibly John Goodman, I think. Very good. And for myself,
yes,
probably a Ryan Gosling type.
There
maybe
you
a
go.
Bradley
sure.
Cooper.
Yeah, very good.
If
very
you
good.
Need a woman, I understand, Nikki. You know, we could do Rhea Perlman, Gal Gadot, a tomato, whatever.
Both great.
Both are up for the same roles also.
Oh my God. TMOS the movie. Fantastic. I love that. That's awesome. All right. Well, it's go time for certain teams, Nikki, but, you know, some of us have to just sit on the sidelines and hope for a loss.
Not every game is important this week. Unless you're betting on it, then every game is important, and that's why the NFL is king. Well, let's start with the games that really do actually matter. Tomorrow, we don't care about that Ravens-Steelers game, but we do the Texans at the Colts. Playoff implications. Texans, slight favorite, -1 at Indianapolis. They played in week 2. The Colts won. That was a million years ago. C.J. Stroud is the better quarterback in a big game. We're going better quarterback. We're taking the Texans.
Amen.
How about the Lions last week? Dan Campbell, he wanted to murder someone in that press conference. So angry. They're -3.5 versus the Vikings. They're playing for nothing except the fact that Dan Campbell's angry. And when that guy's angry, get out of his way. I think the Lions play mad. They may rest guys, but those guys will be angry too. They blow out the Vikings.
All right.
Packers, Bears, playoffs on the line for the Packers. A classic rivalry. Very one-sided rivalry. In week 1, the Bears are back. Jordan Love, who's that? Justin Fields is better. The Packers dominate him. They do the same thing. Full circle. Sorry, Bears fan. Your season ends bad. Starts bad, ends bad. Welcome to 2024. Take the Packers -3. And then the Bills at the Dolphins, the biggest game of the day. The Dolphins, it just got destroyed by the Ravens. They got injured. They got embarrassed. They got pounded. And then they went home to Miami. It was beautiful, and they got over it. But whatever. The Bills, -3 at Miami. The Bills on the upswing. Dolphins on the downswing. I say, Cerrito and the boys are going to light them up. Let's go, Bills. Into the playoffs. From no playoffs to the Stussy. Amazing. Happy New Year, guys. And my New Year's resolution is, don't change a thing. When you're nailed at this good, you keep it rolling, baby. Why change now? We're dominating. Light him up, Nikki, 2024. Gal Gadot, you can blame me later.
There you go. That's Nikki. That's Nikki, ladies and gentlemen. He's out of there. Wow. You know, man, oh, man. I don't want to make this a whole football thing, but boy, I mean, I'm so fed up. I rarely post anymore when it comes to my teams. I really don't.
Right.
I try to avoid it.
It's but tough when they're losing.
The officiating is just, oh, God almighty. Detroit, totally legit. Totally legit.
Yeah,
you got
yeah.
ripped off. Come on. No, come
you
on.
You can't win them all.
You can't win them all. Yes, sir.
You know?
That's not what Dan O'Brien says. Anyway, we got to take a break, and we will come back.
Actually, Mike, they put Dan O'Brien as coach, and he said we're going to do something to mitigate the loss. We just don't know what.
We don't know what. Yeah. All right. Turn the valve off. Tell him to turn the valve off. Or ask him.
Well, I did teach him that after the fact. I said any time in life, water. You turn the valve
first thing
off.
You
turn
do.
It off. Yeah. Turn it off.
All right. Listen, I will do my impression of Dan O'Brien at his apartment.
Do you want to lose 21% of your weight?
No, I'm sorry. You want to lose weight?
Him.
I've lost nearly 70 pounds, and I made it through the holidays with this is the win for me. No significant gains. You know, I will tell you the compliment my wife gave me, but you'll have to re-up or sign up for the bonus show to get it, because I'll share that with you tomorrow. Just say, with all the success and all the nice comments I've gotten, it would be really nice if Carla would make the same kind of comment. She commented on my dramatic weight loss, but she did it in a very strange way. Tune in tomorrow. I made it through the holidays, and I'm very, very excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. All you have to do is click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com. Then you take a quiz, and you see if you qualify. If you do, a doctor will write you a prescription, the pharmacy will fill it, and your weight loss medication will be shipped directly to your home, beautifully packaged with all the instructions you need to get her done. Products like semaglutide and tirzepatide that you've heard so much about. If you qualify, get them right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you're already on it, do what I did. You can show the doctor your prescription and easily make the switcheroo. I already did, and I'm still losing weight. I'm really, really excited about it. I've lost more pounds than a degenerate British gambler. Go ahead.
Get excited and do it all online right now. See if you can come up with one of those every day.
I can't.
At DermGlowSkin.com. If you've lost more weight than... we'll see. You get to Wednesday with that, I'll see what happens. If you struggled with weight for too long, click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life. Make 2024 the year you finally reach your goal with DermGlow. You can do it.
Hello.
Sorry. Mike,
yes,
get excited.
Okay.
Oscar, be excited. I hold in my hand the first bad parody record of 2024. Mike, the flip side, hot as today's headlines.
Because I saw your name on Epstein's list. What a lousy after Christmas.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That guy's gone.
He is gone. But you don't want to be on that list. That's a bad list.
God, when will they ever stop?
They never will.
Ever stop.
Yeah. Never, ever.
I blame Bob Rivers.
I do too. But that was a special one for me, Mike, because not only do you hate bad parody records, you hate Hall & Oates. So yes. It was, as they say, the perfect storm.
Had to play him so often, Rob.
You did. Yeah. I don't know if I buy into this rule on Wheel of Fortune. Did you watch Wheel last night?
I did, but I kind of watched it in the background.
A lady lost out because of a mispronunciation.
Okay.
And you'll see it in this video. It's just a perfect Wheel of Fortune fail just because she couldn't pronounce congenial.
Why?
Mm-hmm. There's a why.
One letter left.
100.
G?
Is there a G somewhere?
So now the puzzle is completely revealed.
Done. Shauna, would you read what's up there, please?
Conjugal company and clever conversation.
No controversy.
Steve, congenial company and clever conversation.
Yeah, we need to.
You can't do it. No, it doesn't matter. You have to know what the word is.
All right, I guess you're right.
What, you don't agree?
I don't know if she's just reading it and it's a slip of the tongue. She got all the letters.
That's not how the game works.
But, Mike, it's not a reading game. It's a guess the letters game.
No, it is a guess the word game.
Well, she got the word. I don't know. I think she might have been shafted.
She said congenial.
But it was in front of her, though.
But it doesn't matter. It's not a get the letter game. It's a get the word game.
I suppose.
Rob, you know me. I love people.
Look, if it's in a book, take a look. Rob, it's a reading rainbow.
I'm so surprised you're on this side of it.
Yeah, because you like rules.
I do. Rules are in place to make the game more fun. And that, to me, wasn't fun.
I will agree to disagree.
All right. Let's move on, Mike, to a slippery rock. Do you know where Slippery Rock is?
Slippery Rock. Yeah, I do. I have a vacation home there.
It's in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And everyone in Slippery Rock is sad because the pig caused the house to burn down.
Oh, no.
It was a pet pig, and the Slippery Rock pet pig is an arsonist.
Okay. Albert
the pig.
He looks. Are you okay? Albert?
Huddled on hay with a makeshift roof to keep him out of the snow, Albert's hair is singed and he is burned.
I mean, he looks bad to me.
Margaret and Tom Painter are worried for their pet pig. They have a rescue coming to take Albert and make sure he's okay while they look for a new home for their family. They say it was their worry for Albert in the first place that ended in this hours before the new year.
His home was under the porch. I had added extra hay for him because I knew it was going to snow, and he had a little heat light there in the front. See where there's a little board right there by the little ramp, and
the little house.
Yeah,
he must have knocked his hay into the heat lamp and caught the house on fire.
Mike, probably not the best idea.
Why is it so funny?
I don't know.
Because they're stupid.
They put a heat lamp next to a pig.
Pigs are like dogs. It's so sweet.
Well, the best thing about it is when he was singed, it smelled sensational.
You guys are monsters.
I will tell you. You know what he did when we
stop
played the judge?
Don't sell me out.
When we do it before the show, we played the video of the judge thing, and guess who giggled?
when he saw that.
Yeah, and then guess who was right in my chat?
He's a hateful human.
Yeah. But I do know that they reached out to Alec Baldwin for comment about this.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
The pig. Cute little pig.
I wish them well. They said God will care for them.
Okay.
Good and they God both bless. Had God-themed stocking caps on, so they must be very solid.
The faith
that.
Is strong. Good.
Yes, the faith, she is strong. The pig's going to be all right. I think right.
That's what's important. Yeah. Yes, thanks.
Mike, let's close with this. Her name is Grandma Droniak, and she is an older lady on TikTok, and she, just like a millennial, gives us her 2023 dating wrap-up.
Here's my dating rap this year. We got a lot to cover. I went on 5 first dates. This is how I met them. I met one at a funeral and he was cute. One was from Instagram. I met one at a bar and 2 at bingo. You might be wondering how many I kissed. I kissed all of them. This is what happened to them. One wasn't honest. One died. I ghosted 2 and one became my boyfriend. This is how many ghosts in me because he turned into a ghost. May he slay in peace. I was in 2 situationships. They were losers. Of course it was the guy at the bar and the guy from Instagram. Total relationships. 1. And he helped me make this. That's it.
The thing that I love is she said he ghosted me because he turned into a ghost. He died. But she kissed them all. Kissed them all, Grandma.
Situationships.
Love it.
That is awesome.
Love it.
All right, everybody. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new bonus show. Our first bonus show of 2024. And it's going to be a doozy. Because it's got lots of wifely compliments for me. Not. We'll be back with the bonus tomorrow.
Mike,
and yes.
Don't put a heat lamp and straw in your snake's aquarium.
Not
okay?
funny.
That's not funny.
God
will provide. Bye-bye.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Barr saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Mike is very, very, very attractive.
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.